Hi, this is Daniel Garber at the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Paul Verhoeven. You've probably seen some of his Hollywood movies, RoboCop, Basic Instinct. Popular movies, but unpopular with most critics. They see him as a misogynist, a schlockmeister, and a fascist, but he is not. He's a great director. In some ways, Verhoeven's early Dutch films were totally Hollywood. His men are all lantern-jawed and lusty. The women are petite beauties and as blatantly sexual as the men. They're filled with full frontal nudity from all actors, explicit sex, brutal violence, often with a queer twist, along with a constant stream of anti-authoritarianism. So this week, I'm going to look at his early Dutch movies, which are being revisited in a TIFF retrospective. I liked all of these, so I'm not going to judge them. They're all great. Turkish Delight, 1973. Eric, played by Rutger Hauer, is a sculptor in a small town. He has long blonde hair, aviator sunglasses. He's the kind of guy who takes whatever he wants. Old lady's fur coat, stranger's ice cream cone. And this applies to women as well. He's a champion pickup artist. But he bristles at the old guard, the uptight shopkeepers and burgermeisters. He despises their post-war hypocrisy. They're the generation that lived through the German occupation in World War II. So Eric's sculpture of Lazarus, the biblical character who comes back to life, gets him in trouble. The town fathers don't like the worms and maggots eating Lazarus's flesh. So Verhoeven piles on the shocks in this movie. The decay and rot of old ideas are everywhere. Clean, orderly Netherlands is shown as a country full of worms, feces, garbage, vomit. Old people have cancer and dementia. Their sex is furtive and hidden. Eric, on the other hand, wants sex to be free, open, everywhere. So he heads off to Amsterdam, but is picked up by a beautiful young woman, Olga, played by Monique van de Ven. Olga's voluptuous and impetuous. They leap into bed in blood-soaked sexual abandon. But is their marriage a flash in the pan or everlasting love? Turkish Delight is a delightful sex comedy from 1973. Soldier of Orange, 1977. So it's Leiden University in 48. War is looming, but the upper-class frat boys are more concerned with hazing songs, tennis, drinking. They're apolitical toffs who swear loyalty to each other for life. So Eric and Hus, played by Rutger Hauer and Jeroen Krabbe, become fast friends, but then the Germans invade, Queen Wilhelmina flees to Britain, the Netherlands is under occupation by the Nazis. Suddenly everything changes. The friends are fighting friends. Some, like one student whose mother's German, drifts toward Nazi collaboration. Others join the resistance. They send out furtive messages to London by wireless, but the Germans, riding on bicycles with detectors around their necks, detect the operations. And they spread false rumors. They capture some of them. They remain loyal to the death, or others crack under the torture and switch sides. Few dozen of them escape. So Eric and Hus climb onto a Swiss boat and make it to London. And in the name of the Queen, they operate air raids, launch undercover missions. It's a great wartime undercover movie based on a true story. Fantastic look at the few and the brave. Spetters from 1980. So three best friends in their 20s, one redhead, brunette, one blonde, named Rian, Eif, and Hans, work together at a mechanic shop. Rian drives a dirt bike, and Eif can take one of those apart and put that back together blindfolded. They love to race and ride their dirt bikes at local events, and they idolize the champs like their hero, Gerrit, played by Rutger Hauer. They all end up crushing on an older, tough carny named Fientje, played by René Soutendijk, who runs a fry truck with her brother. Fietje has curly blonde hair, but she's no pushover. She's ambitious. She's quick with a boiling oil against any guy who tries to steal from the chip wagon. So the three guys decide they want to have her, but they all like her, so the best endowed will get to date her, they say. But she has other ideas. She chooses the redhead, Rian, the only one with a girlfriend. She gets him a sponsor, an expensive dirt bike. She hopes her star will rise with his, but there's an accident. Next comes the dark-haired Afe, who has a homophobic streak. He bashes gays and steals their money and uses it to buy a pair of one-way tickets to Canada to escape his abusive home. But are the two of them compatible sexually? Finally, the blonde Hans, third in line with nothing to recommend him. He too wants to be the next champ, but he faces a cynical, exploitative world. And will she even go for him? Spetters is a fantastic coming-of-age story about where fate takes three young men and one woman. The Fourth Man from 1983, a psychological thriller. Gerard, your own Krabby again, is a novelist in Amsterdam with a vivid imagination. He likes to lie the truth. He sees signs, symbols, and omens everywhere. The number four, the Virgin Mary, a detached eyeball. He's Catholic, but he's more into the spooky Gothic icons than the sinning and the repenting. He's also a red-blooded gay man, so when he spots a handsome guy at a newsstand near the train station, he's in love. Well, in lust. He chases after the train, but misses him. Soon enough, he finds himself in a small town to give a book reading and a lecture. Christine, played by Renee Soutendijk, is a stunning blonde widow in a red dress, 1940 style. He sees her filming him with a Super 8 camera in the audience, and they end up having sex. But he awakens from a bizarre castration nightmare involving Christine and a pair of scissors. So, looking through her letters when she's not there, he finds a snapshot of her boyfriend. Who is it? Hermann Tom Hoffman, the man he saw at the train station. So he fakes a psychic vision and convinces Christine to invite her macho and jealous boyfriend to come stay with them. He aims to seduce the boyfriend, but later he discovered Christine has a secret history all her own. So will this sexual triangle end in love or in death? So these great movies are all part of Flesh and Blood, the Paul Verhoeven retrospective at the TIFF Bell Lightbox now through April. Go to tiff.net for details. This is Daniel Garber, the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.